خلاص
So what's the story? This is from his house or he bought it someplace?
No, he made it.
He just put a little hole
in the spit in the top.
You want to
the spit?
Yeah. Okay. With your permission. Parshat Shlach. So the Gemara comes, the Mishnah, and the Matir Terachim comes and tell us an introduction to this expansion that the Mishnah in Tvekei Avot says the 10 tests Am Yisrael was tried by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Test number 10, this is test number 10. Since we left Egypt, we had nine tests. We complained to HaKadosh Baruch Hu 9 times. At the end, this is so-called the straw that broke the camel's back, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu killed that generation. To tell you, to teach you, that Lashon Hara is a very powerful thing, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu waited and forgave and had patience with us, and he lost his patience when Am Yisrael, now in this parasha, so-called accepted the Lashon Hara from the spies, and he decided that no more with this generation. So here comes the parasha, and we try to find out where the Lashon Hara is said. Not on the, in the text you hardly find anything. And the question is if it's really, it's called Lashon Hara. By the way, the halacha of Lashon Hara is only about a person. You'll have to say Lashon Hara about any creature in the world. If you have a pet, any animal, you will go to the zoo, you can say you don't like this monkey, you don't like this donkey, you don't like this one. It's not Lashon Hara. Definitely not about objects. No such thing Lashon Hara about object. You can't say, Chrysler Zichrono Livracha, the car wasn't good. It's not even Lashon Hara, it's the mitzvah to say. Because if you buy it, you lose your money. Chafetz Chaim said, if somebody asks you a question, he says, I want to do business with someone. I said, and you don't think this man, either he's black, or maybe he's not so honest, or he's what you call in America, Shlemazel, that whatever he touches becomes rubbish. So Chafetz Chaim writes in his book that it's mitzvah, you have to say. I mean, you can't say, oh, there's no Lashon Hara, I'm going to say good things about him. This is a sin. This is when you mean Lashon Shamayim, when you ask to give information, or you want so-called to give this information because something that has something will come and you want to prevent something, it's a mitzvah to say. Prophet Chaim says, for example, you do. Prophet Chaim said, somebody asked you, you know, I want to get married to that family, so you know that family is a problem, something. So it's a mitzvah to say. It's not, you know, okay, Lashon Hara. You're not allowed. You have to. Not you have to say, you have to. So, it's not Lashon Hara. It's the mitzvah. Who is this guy? He used to become the Spanish minion. Now he became a fly. Yeah. So he wants to hear the lecture. Why didn't you come to pray when you were alive? So it's not only not Lashon Hara, it's a mitzvah to say. It's a mitzvah to say. It definitely to say, but the way we think it's a Lashon Hara about Eretz Israel, we try to find out where is Lashon Hara at all in the parasha. I don't think there's any Lashon Hara in the parasha. Not on the surface for sure. But definitely, even if there is Lashon Hara, let's say the Khan said, no, Eretz Israel is no good. It's disgusting. The weather is no good. The land is no good. The people are no good. It's not Lashon Hara. It's not Lashon Hara. The halacha of Lashon Hara is only about, if you talk about the people directly, not if you say something about the land, that's not Lashon Hara. It's nothing. If you say the table is no good, this manufacturer manufactures bad quality of table, it's not Lashon Hara. It's nothing. Lashon Hara is only about people, not about objects. So here comes the parasha and says the following, ויצאו את ארץ כנען שאני נותן לבני ישראל, איש אחד, איש אחד למטה ואתה תשלח. אמת גמרא, תהיה פרעה שנה שהבין את הגמרא. זה גמרא, עושה את זה פארי. This is the last sentence, or the last paragraph, לצג פרשה, was about מיים, they spoke about משה רבינו. Here comes the Torah, I'm going to tell you the story about the spies, to let you know that those people should have learned and listened what happened to Miriam and should prevent from saying Lashon Hara, and they didn't learn. So again, the Gemara says, Rashi brings it, yeah?
But if we just said it's not Lashon Hara.
No, that's the question here. Yeah. This is Sunday Shonara?
He's
96, he was 2 minus
plus.
Right.
No?
9:15 already. The Sunday Shonara, it's nothing to learn from her.
Nothing.
So then Rashi brings again the Gemara. Shlach Lecha Anashim, send people. So the Gemara says there's a dialogue between Moshe and Hashem. As Moshe told them, went to Kadosh Baruch Hu, and after Kadosh Baruch Hu sees the people, came over to me and they asked me, they want to send some spies to you to see what's going on in Eretz Yisrael. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what do you say? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, Hashem said like this, Moshe, I told them it's a good, very good place, it's a good country. If they want to send, I'm telling you, it's going to be a trap and all those people will never go to Israel. I said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you know it's a trap, prevent the trap. I said, the innocent people, they want to go see what's going on. She said, you know what, I told them. Okay, I told them so. He said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the king of mercy. You can't expect people that were slaves in Egypt, suffered, losses, worked so hard, tortured, and did everything. They left everything behind them. They have only donkeys. They sleep on the desert, on the sand. They don't have anything else, no houses, nothing. So, where are we going? We're going to Israel. You don't want to know something? I would like to check it out. So, listen, I don't know, Hashem promised me, it's true, but you know, I like to feel better. I want to tell my children, you know, and when I have one thing, so, excuse me, I forgot to go to sleep. So it's not Avodah Zarah, it's nothing, you know, so big deal, so. They want to send messengers, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what, it's going to be something bad. So you know what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can prevent something. It's going to be something bad. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu swear, you should know Moshe, they never get there. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, why are you saying this? Ish echad lematzeh avotah tishlachu kol nasi bahem. So not only that HaKadosh Baruch Hu at the end agreed to that mission, HaKadosh Baruch Hu told Moshe Rabbeinu which one to send and approve them. וישלח אותם אשר מלבד פרן על פי השם כולם אנשים אשר נישראל. למה קמת הגמרא and tells us you should know that all those people that Moshe sent was with the approval of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, they cheat. Not just, you know, little spies or little rabbis. It says the top rabbis from every tribe was sent out. Here comes then the Torah, I'm going to tell you the names. Give permission, if you skip to sentence 17, it says, Vishlach Hussam Moshe Latur Teretz Kanaan, Moshe sent them, just go check it out. Yemir Alei Moshe told them, Anuzer Vanegev, go through the south, and it's Ba'atah, to go to the mountain, and Tevet Atzmait, look at the land, then I Shev Alei the nation, חזק הוא הרופא המאפים רב, the nation is strong, or weak. How many of them? A lot of people. This small nation, big nation, מעט השם ושם הרפאים רב, the land itself, if the land brings good produce, ומה אחים אשר שבין המחכים הצרים, look at the cities, they have wars, they don't have wars. מה הארץ, השמילה היא מרזה, look at the land itself, יש בעת כמיים. Moshe tells them, listen, if there is a tzaddik over there, so that tzaddik would prevent us from going to Eretz Yisrael. Can you imagine? Moshe and Aaron and all the holy people, the Am Yisrael, millions of people, about 50 million people are waiting to, so-called, to get a visa to go to Eretz Israel, Moshe says the Mishnah, there is one tzaddik over there, remember you to go. Very, very, very strange. Very strange. Not only that, so the whole thing is we came for nothing. Can you imagine? You took 50 million people out of Egypt, you're getting to the border of Eretz Israel, you want to cross the border, there's a holy priest over there, holy priest, holy papa, the Pope is there. Says, so, Pope is there, Pope. So, Hashem promised me the land, says, came going. So Moshe tells them, Ayesh Bayer Timah, he says the Gemara, Moshe doesn't tell them, look at that tree over there, says the Gemara, what do you mean, et a tree, says the tree means a tzaddik. He says, go check it out. He says, go check it out. After you see the whole land and you go all around, he says, you go, okay, over here, this is the church. Then you go in the church, you see the priest over there, says, me, the serious guy. He says, the Gemara, don't think it's a joke. This guy that Moshe refers to, his name is Iyob. This is the Iyob that we know. So this guy, if Iyob is alive, just turn around, you come back, and we're going to have to wait. We have to say Tehillim, we have to say Ashkabah, Kaddish, until Iyob will die. I don't think he can get in. Very strange. By the way, the Gemara says that the minute they entered Eretz Israel was a funeral of this guy Iyob, Iyob died. But it's so scary to think such a thing that we left Egypt for nothing. Nothing. Now you're going to have to be on the platform, on the station over there, 50 million people waiting. It's already waiting for this boy to die. This holy boy to die. Very strange.
The question is, before they were, I don't want to say the word sentenced, but God decided that they would have to die out in the desert in 40 years.
So we get it, Moshe.
Had they come much sooner, would they have also had to wait years to die?
Right, yeah, for sure. Unless he would die. He's having a heart attack. That's what Moshe told them. If this guy is alive, check it out. He says, if this guy, the holy man is alive, you'll never be able to get him. Just come back. Please be stronger and get some fruits. He says, what do you need fruits from there? Why do you need fruits? What's the problem? First they have the man. Why do you need fruits? After that, the Metro says, Moshe told them. Moshe told them to get some grapes and to get some, told Moshe them 5 pomegranates, 5 figs and grapes. He says, what do you need more? What do you need for? What do you need pomegranates for? What do you need figs for? For what? For what? Why do you have to bring it? So listen, maybe they want to take a picture, or so they can take a picture of their telephone, you know. They can take a picture. I said, why do you have to bring me the fruit? What do you mean the fruit now in the desert? 10:21, we give permission by Yalu Betu, what happened in Dothan, Allah, 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 you have over there 4 giants live over there. The description of the giant in the Gemara, just from the description you shake. The Gemara says that they met the giant, one of them, and he just blew air on them, and they all fell on the floor, fainted. Then he revived them, he asked them, what are you doing here? I said, well, where is the, you see, 10 rabbis, that's Homi Shulahim. He said, where is, are we looking for Albert Allen? We want a certificate. He said, stop your nonsense. So they said, no, we hear that. It's okay, no, do what you want. Yeah, do what you want. So you want to take fruit? Take fruit, take. Okay. He left them. The Metro says, not only that, one of the giants had a pomegranate for lunch. So the pomegranate was so big, so he took the peel, the shell, the peel of the pomegranate, and he threw it on top of them. And all of a sudden they fell, they are now in a boat. That's how big it was. So they're all shaking like a leaf. The big giant. So if you skip to sentence 25, it took them 40 days. The Torah says it took 40 days. Of course, you need this information for later. Comes the Gemara and says this statement. that you should know, that really it's almost impossible in 40 days to go through Eretz Israel without donkeys, just by feet. The Gemara says it has to take at least 80 days. Nevertheless, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a miracle, took them 40 days. He says, why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows the future, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu Hashem knows what's going to be at the end, and then he wants to punish them, and then he's going to make a gezerah that all of them will die, and they will die within next so-called 30, 8 years, 40 years. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know, for every day that you went, I will punish you a year. So within the next 40 years, not exactly 40, 38, doesn't matter. It says, the number is like a number 40. It says, you know, I made special miracle for you. You'll be able to go through Eretz Israel in 40 days, because if it would take 80 days, you would end up in the desert 8 years. So I know what's going to be. So I sped up the process, and I sped up those spies, and they went so quickly in order for them, so-called, to get the punishment and be over with the punishment after 40 years. It means Hashem knows it. Hashem knows it. And I think it for a purpose. So the first question is why 40? Not 40, 30, 20, 10, 50, 75. Why Hashem made a miracle? You should go through this remedy in 40 days, and then Hashem is going to give them 40 years as a punishment. You should have gone in 30 days, and the punishment should be 30 years. So how do you get now the number 40 that Hashem said is going to be 40? And Hashem knows the future. That is very, very strange. Yehuda boy Moshe b'lachom in Kotzei sentence 26 with your permission. They came back to Moshe, and now I call them Yisrael Mlapan Yudhim, and Shubutam Dabat Al-Kalem Shubat. So they came back, and said, Moshe, you told us to bring fruit. Here, they put the fruit on the table. This is the fruit. You like it? Tremendous fruit. Okay, big deal, so. So you might have to go shopping once in a lifetime. So can you imagine? He doesn't have to go to Bethmark or to shop at every 5 minutes. What's wrong? Nothing's wrong with it. Somebody brings you a pomegranate the size of the shul. So, what's wrong with it? So, as long as it doesn't get rotten. And those days it didn't get rotten as much as they get today. So, nothing's wrong with it. So it's strange. Okay, big deal, so. So they just said it again. They didn't say nothing. They just put it on the table and say, you see the fruit? They brought you. You asked for the fruit? I brought the fruit. So far, no lashon hara. Nothing. She says, it's true. You know, the land is beautiful. Efes, but with the information that you ask, it's what you ask, let us give you the information. It says that those people are very, very strong people. Like you said, America, you don't mess up with them. They are giant over there. By the way, Amalek is there, said that 29. Then when we were out there, that's it, finished. Did you say anything else? No. Did they say, should we go, shouldn't go? They didn't say nothing. Did they add one extra word? No. There's no Lashon Hara, there's nothing. They didn't say one extra word. They didn't give their opinion. They didn't tell Moshe what to do. It says the information that you ask, this is the information. 100% correct, did not exaggerate in one thing. So what do you want from them? Nothing, they didn't do nothing. You have to remember, those are the 10 rabbis. This is Rabbi Shimon Yochai was nothing to compare to them. You have to understand that those are the top people. So here you have now 12 people coming from Eretz Israel. This was the, you know, this the top people send them as a group to Eretz Israel, and 12 people come back. 10 of the people, they give information, and they say, listen, that's what happened. We saw very strong country, big world around, giants. They probably told Moshe what happened with the giants. This is a very scary people. Finish. Okay, nothing's wrong. Perfect. They had to say that. They had to say. You were sent for that. You can't come back as it is. It's a rosy thing. Nothing else is really beautiful. Hawaii. That's not true. So far it's nothing. I'm the Torah and says sentence 30. By Yafleh with Amin Moshe says the Gemara of Chalev. When the Shevet Yehudah, he smelled something that he knew from that information that they gave, Am Yisrael will hesitate to go. They should. I think they should. It's my grandfather. I think he was right. I think he was right. I don't know what I would have done. What would I have done? Just admit it. You have 10 rabbis, the top people, were sent by Moshe, approved by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Those are the people, he told Moshe, those that he sent them. Those rabbis, he can't go wrong with them. And since they came and they said, listen, this is the information. So, you want to go to Israel now? And they land in the airport, and you see a giant over there. Well, the guy stands up, says the Gemara, but you look at him, he looks like he wears the sun on top of his shoulder. So the Gemara, while he was walking, he says all the highways were destroyed. Every time after he walked, can you imagine the construction in New York City? And every 5 minutes you have to do it again the street. Broad Avenue. Come here on the shul. The description. They said, you have a Malek there waiting, and over there is waiting for you. What would you do? Well, I didn't do nothing yet. Nothing. So Khaled stands up on the bench, on the chair of the Gemara, says, Remember, Alon Alebi Hashbaki Yechol Nukhala. It says, don't worry about it. We'll make it. Yeah, we'll make it. What do you mean you make it? You have to be serious about it. So listen, so why did you send me? What did you send me? They sent 10 rabbis to Israel, all those together 12. 10 came back, and said, this is information. So Khaled said, nah, don't worry about it, we'll do it. He says, why did I go over there? Why did you send me? Why did you send me over there? And the Sheikh Ashir Alonimo, now those 10 rabbis said, Lo Mukhala Alot El Amazi Chazak Memenu. He said, let me tell you something. It's, they're so strong. By the way, those rabbis all of a sudden say this statement. He says, we don't think HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself can do it. It is true, by the way. It is true what they say. The information we just learned before. Moshe himself said, if there's a holy man over there, he cannot get in. So, what do you want from the rabbis? The rabbi said, HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself. Then they're talking about rabbis. What do you think, all of a sudden they became Muslim? So 10 chiefs said, listen, we think HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot do it. I said, what do you mean he cannot do it? So what it means is, something very similar to what Moshe said. There's a holy man over there, he cannot get in. He said, we think Hashem will not do it. He cannot do it. So why cannot do it? It's because it's a Tzadikim, I don't know why. I have no idea, I don't know yet why. But obviously they know what they're talking about. They're talking about rabbis, not talking about, you know, people doing the golden calf now. This is the top people. So what do you want from them?
Why would he send
12
people?
That's what Hashem told you. Was not a Shaked, לא היה דובדבן, לא היה שקל, לא היה סיירת מטכ"ל, לא היה. זה שסרות הרבנים. מה זה משרה? זה רבייז. And usually when you go spying, you send somebody from the army, you know? You don't send you to the rabbi. You need somebody to know what to do in Afghanistan, you send Rabbi Ginak. Rabbi Ginak won't go. They need somebody, you know, that they don't want to train.
Need an Indian.
Yeah.
What was the significance of this priest or this holy man that gave them so...
His name is Eov.
What was their fear of this?
Eov's information is, first of all, the Gemara says that he believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu more than Abraham Adin. More. Not only that, he was born with Brit Milah. He was very, very pure. He was married Dina. After Shimon died, he married Dina. Very, 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 very tzaddik. Holy, holy man. That's the book of Yahweh. You read the book. That was a goy. That's the Rambam right. You should know a goy has a big place in Olam Haba. If he has to keep only the 7 mitzvot that he has, and he behaves accordingly to those 7 mitzvot that Hashem gave Noah, that's perfect. He has a place in Olam Haba. Send us 32 with your permission and to the Bat Hatha Shatam Otad Nisa and more Hatha Shabbat and Obal Atur Otar Yitzhak Yisriya Yivchola Asher Ayinu Mituha and Shem Yidot. So comes the Gemara and says the following. HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his wisdom, you know, you can start immediately a rabbi. A rabbi cannot run away. You know, if the guy, you know, takes his kippah, puts it in his pocket, and he puts jeans on and sandals, so you think, you know, he's one of you. But he can't tell about a rabbi. He has a beard, he has a beard, he has a sombrero, the way he looks, the way he talks, the way he sits. This is why he doesn't stop them. So comes the Gemara and says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his mercy, decided he wants to prevent the people in Eretz Israel at the time to recognize and to stop the rabbis. What is he going to do? It says, every corner was a funeral. So for the next 40 days, the minute they arrived in Eretz Israel, every street they went, they saw the Cadillac. I said, the Cadillac, what do you call it, the horse?
They saw the hearse,
another one. And in those days, the Gemara says, it's not like today, if you know. Today, if you know, you know, especially after the Holocaust, already it's not what it used to be, if you know. You know, people, the Gemara says, the ladies used to scream and cry and bang, and they go in even worse than the Gemara. They used to tear the hair off. This is the Gemara says that we're not allowed to tear our hair. Because the goyim in the funeral, they used to cut the hair. So they used to scream and cry, unbelievable. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his mercy, okay, he didn't tell them. They don't know anything. But the minute they got to Eretz Israel for the next 40 days, that every corner was a funeral. 40, can you imagine? You get Hashalom to Eretz Israel, you say, you go to Aliyah. You get off the airplane, you go loot. You take a taxi, you see, funeral, in front of another funeral, Yerushalayim, Tel Aviv, Haifa. Funerals all over. Now what would you say? Swamp flu. Where's the flu? You think I'm crazy to stay there? Right there, you go back to the airport. In 5 minutes, you go to the airport. Are you crazy to live in such country? Never had such thing in my life. What would you do? What a person, normal person would do. Enough, I came from Egypt. Enough, I suffered so much, enough. I got my donkeys, I got nothing, no furniture, nothing, no house. Go fight now, go in Eretz Israel. In the meantime, I said, you know what? You get to Eretz Israel, you die. I said, what do you mean die? Didn't you see? We saw thousands of funerals. But Hashem did it on purpose. God did it on purpose. They should not spot us. But Hashem did not tell it to them. We didn't know nothing. We didn't know anything. We got there, we saw funerals. So let's say, sentence 32. You should know something is wrong in this country. People die over there like flies. So they're right 100%. They didn't say no Lashon Hara. It's not Lashon Hara. They say the truth. It's not Lashon Hara. And it's a mitzvah to say. Listen, I'm the chief rabbi of the tribe, and I will stand to give information. I'm sorry to tell you. You want to go? Go. I'm telling you, don't have complaints next time. You say you got to tell me. People die. This is what the rabbi didn't tell me. You ought to say it. You have to say this. You're not allowed just to keep it for yourself. This was your mission. By the way, it's responsibility as well. Responsibility. I said, you're the chief rabbi. You're supposed to say that. Supposed to say, listen, I'm telling you, this man, I don't know if to tell you. Maybe you have to get a shot before you come to Israel, not to get the flu. But in the meantime, I'm telling you, that's what happened. Nothing is wrong with it. The whole Arash, Rinu Betuchan, Shemidot, also we saw every second guy is 8 feet. I mean, without basketball, can you imagine? I don't know why they're so tall. They're all tall, and besides the giants, the Sham Rainu, by the way, besides that everybody is 8 feet, 9 feet, 10 feet, and on the film, you saw over there the big giants from the time of the Mabul, they're alive over there. A few hundred years, but those people are alive, they'll never die. I said, and they tell them what happened with this. And the Chavim says, but anyway, you know, we heard them whispering to each other. He says, who are those rabbis over there? They look like ants. They look like a grasshopper. Everybody else was tall. And the rabbis, you know, were a little shorter than them. So the rabbis heard in the ears, the giant talks to each other, says, what is this? But then in the vineyard, we see some ants, look at them. Ants with beards, with peot, and sombrero. And they have a certificate.
But it's from miles an hour.
That's just funny. That's our fathers. We're not talking about over here, you know, people with the zero IQ. See, the Gemara says, this generation, the Gemara says, it's called Dodea, this is the highest of the highest. But so of course, what would you do if you have information? So you take a normal thing, I mean, everybody is human beings, so it doesn't matter what you have inside. So when you hear this information from the chief rabbi, says the Torah, V'kitzak kol ha'edah v'etun kolam yifu ha'amar elah. So the Gemara was tishra b'av at night, and they're all on the floor, crying. What the crime? But you don't know, Moshe Balaron, the sentence 2, chapter 14, it says, we wish we would have died. We wish we would have died in Egypt. We wish we would stay in Egypt. It says, Lama Shemitah Nasa Zimbabwe Chalem. It says, well, for what? Hashem is taking us over there. We're going to die over there. Da steht aber wieder was, die Kinder, our wives, our children, da muss ich nicht sagen, better get back to Egypt. They're right, 100%. And so what I tell you, they're right, 100%. So here the Gemara says, you know, that when you do over the Zara, so that's a little bit problem, a little bit, this I don't have a good interpretation why they want to do over the Zara now. But just on the surface, just on the text, they're right 100%. Again, they're right 100% just because Moshe told them, listen, if this Eob is alive, you'll never be able to get in. So what do? You turn around. So what do you want? Where do you want to go? This came out of Jango from America. They won't give you a green card. What are you going to do to America?
But he died the first day they came.
He died, yeah, but again, yeah, but you see, there's no information they know who it is. There's no information.
Oh.
There's no information. But again, but you see from the concept, it doesn't matter. But you see the concept that Moshe told them, if this guy is alive, you cannot go. So what do you want to do? Actually, it sounds like they just say to him, you should die. I should do Pursa de Nura on him. Like we did in Sharon. What do you want from them? It's talking about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rabotai. It's not, you know, Hashem is a God of mercy. It's not doing anything wrong. What do you expect people with, you know, millions of children, the Gemara says, millions of children, babies, millions of children, stuck in the desert. What do you want to do? Stay there forever now? So back and forth, you know, so comes HaKadosh Baruch Hu, says to Moshe, you know what? I want to kill all of them. If you skip the sentence 13, chapter 14, Ve'im Moshe Hashem Shem Yitzhan Ki Arita Chorat Yam Zeh, Nekirbo says in Egypt, they're going to hear it, Aram, Kol Aram Yikayim, they're going to say, oh, look what happened. All of them died in the desert. So, they're going to say, the Shri Arat Azot, they're going to say, you know what happened? Hashem says, you Hashem, you took them out. You say, destroy the cloud and everything, you give them money, everything, and then you kill them. It's a sentence 15, chapter 14, the Egyptian, the Goyim will say, me guilty, יכולת Hashem להביא את העם הזה לארץ אשר נשבע להם שכם היום לארץ. Hashem cannot do it. Hashem cannot do it? What do you mean Hashem cannot do it? The Gemara says, what do you mean Hashem cannot do? What does Hashem cannot do? The Gemara says, Moshe tells the Kadosh Baruch Hu, I want to tell you something. If you're going to kill them right now, you know what's going to happen? So what's going to happen? It says the Goyim in Egypt and all the Goyim in the rest of the world will say, you know, God, Hashem, is only strong against one nation. He overcome Egypt. He destroy Egypt. He drown them in the Yam Suf. Okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chazak Baruch. But Hashem cannot overcome the 31 kings in the earth. He cannot. So, out of so-called desperation, as Hashem is so-called, we are told that Israel, Hashem changed his mind. This is a giant over there. Everybody is told. It says, he cannot make it. Hashem cannot make it. Therefore, Moshe said to Hashem, he cannot do it. If you're going to do it, they laugh at you. They say, hey, HaKadosh Baruch Hu cannot overcome 31 things. He is able to only overcome one power. If I would be Hashem, I says, Moshe, you're serious. This is for Hashem, one person and 25 billion is the same. You just need one little tsunami. One little tsunami. In 2 seconds, half a million people vanish. So, Hashem can, big tsunami, small tsunami. The Gemara says, Sanhedrin came to Eretz Israel, around Yerushalayim, says, Kiyah Oto Bakadosh Baruch Hu, Chag Sameach, Muzdel Nasedir, it said, Shana Tova, says, Chatzat Sidur Pesach, I'm going to sleep. Hashem, please, you take care of them. Says the Gemara, 185,000 just officers. Says, millions of soldiers. In the morning, says, Kiyah got up from it. It says, he looks outside, he opens up the shade of the window, he sees millions of people dead on the floor. Millions of people there. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu, listen, you can overcome power, but you cannot overcome 31 kings. So Hashem, 31 kings, a million kings is the same. What do you mean? Heart attack. What the Hashem, heart attack is nothing, it's a joke. A stroke, what do you mean? A stroke for 1 million people, and 10 billion is the same for Hashem. So what do you mean that Moshe tells Hashem, listen, Hashem, if you're going to kill them now in the desert, the Egypt will say, Hashem, you cannot do the job. You can do a job only against one, not against the other one. Moshe, are you serious? Hashem said, you know, Moshe, you're talking, common sense. And if you skip sentence 20, it says, when Hashem said, Lach piti dvarecha, says the Gemara, Hashem told Moshe, you're right, you know, you have a point. When you have a point, this is not even a joke. A kid in school doesn't talk like this. Comes the Gemara and says, that's what Moshe told Hashem, and he convinced Hashem with this. How can you convince Hashem?
Yeah, but
does Hashem care
about the
people? That's another question, right? Right, that's called Hashem, maybe. Hashem cares about Hashem. Hashem. Not to Hashem, every point he thought. At the end, Hashem is going to kill all of them. That's the end. I just want to go to the Hakara with your permission of this parasha. Yisrael. Yisrael. Yeah, chapter 2 in Sefer Yoshua. This is within the 30 days that Moshe died. So Hakara will tell you that Moshe died and we are next to Yerichon on the other side of the Jordan River and we're ready to cross. Ready to cross. The Navi says, "Vayishlach Yeshua ben Nun min Hashitim shneim anashim min haraglim cheres Shlomo." And Yeshua went and he took two people. The Gemara says it's Kalev ben Yefune and Pinchas ben Elazar, the son of Elazar Kohen, and says Yeshua appointed those two people and said, "You be spies." Spies is what you want to do. The whole route is with Yericho. I want you to go see the land and Yericho. What has to do Yericho? What has to do Yericho? Just because you are crossing Yericho. You have to go see the land. Tell them, go to the land. Go to Tel Aviv, go to Haifa, go to Yerushalayim, go. See the land and Yericho. They go over there to the motel. They go over there. They check in the hotel. They go to lie down. It says already the police know. Satellite, FBI already, they know they're there. Some of you call the Hamilton Sita Shim, they send to Rahab to get the people out, make it public as well. That's the Haftarah. I said the first question is this, Mr. Yeshua, with all the respect, Mr. Yeshua, don't you remember what happened 38 years ago? Send the top of the line rabbis. They came back, and because the information they gave, everybody cried. We don't know yet what happened, but we do know they all died in the desert. It says, now you're sending again this, for what you're sending? What you send them? Who told you to send them? Moshe even asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He doesn't even ask HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He sent to people. Why are you sending to people? What's the product of this kid? Anyway, they went only to Yericho. They went to Yericho and they stayed over there in the motel by Rahab. And after 3 days they went back to Yeshua. I said, listen, we heard from this lady in the motel. She said everybody's scared of us. And this is Chazak Baruch, Shalom. So, it's not even a joke. It's nothing. He says, who gave you the permission? Why are you doing it? And again, you have no information. Since the one lady in the motel told you something. Since the owner of the motel told you that the people are scared of you. So, let's call a spy. Let's get a spy. But you go. Go, start to go over to Israel. Let's see what's going on. Ask the people. Say, no, it's enough. I want over there.
Why did he tell you one time, Latour?
And Latour Magli.
And yeah, and by Yahushua, it's the spy.
That's a very good question. I don't know if you remember, he says, remember the spies was the way they came to do the tikkun of the 12 Shvatim. That's what Yosef tells the Meraglim at him. When his brothers came to Egypt, Yosef tells the Meraglim at him, you the spies. Ari says the Neshamot of the Shvatim went inside those rabbis. So Ari says the following, Ari says the thing. If somebody is going to ask you, what are you doing in Englewood? I says, well, you know, I got to Englewood. He says, why are you not in Eretz Yisrael? I said, well, it was, you know, with the Hamikdash and in exile, this is a burn. Romans before this was Shlomo Bilbon, what's behind the whole thing? The Gemara tells you that on Leil HaSeder, on the first night of Pesach, when Avraham Avinu was 70 years old, Hashem told him, you're going to get Eretz Yisrael. And Avraham Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the middle of the prophecy, how shall I know I'm going to die? That question, says the Gemara, cost us 400 years of slavery in Egypt, so-called to wash out the so-called, the lack of belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. As the Maharal says, this is what the Gemara Masechet Nedarim said, that actually Avraham Avinu has some doubts. I said the secret behind this, of course, is because of his father, Terach. That eventually Ariel says this is Eov. If you don't know why Eov suffers so much, it's really because Eov has the neshama of Mr. Terach, Avram's father. There's more information why this can happen to Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu, the believer that fought for Kadosh Baruch Hu, and says, well, it's not the lack of Emunah that he doesn't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course he believes in Hashem, but it means talking to Hashem like this and ask Hashem, how shall I know I'm going to get a plan? Since the Gemara, for this you got to eat your quantity. Comes Darin and says, you have to understand that you are the son of Avraham Avinu, and now you're going to be tested if that thing that you went to Egypt for 400 years, let me see how you're doing, or you're going to do the same thing with your great-grandfather. And therefore, says the Gemara, you should know, right away when we left Egypt, right away, complain about this, complain, since the whole parash, Yos, Shmot, Pashat B'Shalach, constantly, the Egel, the Golden Calf, it's all tests. All tests that a person has to go through in his lifetime, to see how much he has emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so-called, this is why Hashem took out of Egypt. Again, Zari says, all the Chachamim says that, you know, we got to be Egypt ahead of time, because we fell almost to gate number 50 of Avodah Zarah over there, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu took out the last minute from there. And now HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants to see, okay, this is the problem. You went down, so-called, to clean yourself from death, spot of lack of emunah that Avraham Avinu had in the system because of his father mainly, also something because of his mother, but mainly because of his father. And now let me see. So here he complaining, he says, now, I don't want to tell you something. Says the Gemara, says the Medrash the following. How this story starts with the Meraglim, it says it starts really, doesn't start, so it starts with Sefer Dvarim. When it starts with Sefer Dvarim, they came to Moshe, they asked Moshe, want to send spies. Says the Gemara, says, why do you want to send spies? It says, you don't send spies. It says, spies for what? But for what? To see if you're stronger than them. Of course, doesn't matter if you're stronger. Look, if Hashem drowned the Egyptians, Hashem will drown all those people. One little tsunami in Tel Aviv, it's going to be all those goyim dead. So what's the big deal? He says, no. He came to Moshe and said, Moshe, you know, we saw on the internet that the goyim in Eretz Israel, they found out that we're heading to Eretz Israel now. So everybody went to Home Depot, and they all bought shovels, and they're digging in the backyard, in the front yard, on the side, under the basement, and they're hiding all the fortune of the earth. Since you told us, the Kadosh Baruch Hu promised us, that we'll go to Earth Israel, and we'll find the houses full of good things, now we have some hesitation about it. So therefore, we would like to send spies. Let those spies go and look for the fortune. Sounds Moshe to Hashem, and says, Hashem, they want to send spies. Hashem sent spies for what? Because you promised them. Hashem said, oh, that's what it is. Reminds me something else. Reminds me 400 years ago, that the great-grandfather often did the same thing. He says, I told them something. I said, how shall I know? Here they are, the same mistake that the grandfather does. By the way, you should know, Ariel says, the same mistake happened on the same time. He says, what do you mean? I said, Avraham Avinu, that question he asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu was the night of Pesach. Since the night of Pesach, the first day of Pesach always falls in the same day that Tisha B'Av falls. Like this year, the first night of Pesach was Wednesday night, and Tisha B'Av is going to be Wednesday night. He says, you should know the spies will come back on Tisha B'Av. Since then, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what, you cried for nothing. I cried for nothing. He says, well, you had information from this rabbi, but I cried for nothing. Of course you cried for nothing. Because if you would have the emunah, the right emunah, from the beginning, you would not ask Moshe, you would not send a spy, because you want the spy to go and look for the fortune. Moshe is very smart. Moshe tells them, call the 10 rabbis, the 12 rabbis says, listen, what I tell you is like this, I want you to go and see if it's strong, the strong country, strong people. No, Moshe knows, everybody knows. I said, you know, you look on the internet, you put on the internet, Hebron, you see, first you see, you know, Moshe over there, You see all these people that, you know, all these people that give money to help all. And today it's everything, you know? On the internet, you find it. On the, you click on the internet, you see giant names on it. I mean, Moshe Rabbeinu, is Ruach HaKodesh, is Navi, he knows what's going on. He knows everybody's 10 feet over there. He knows everybody's stronger than him. He knows they have walls. Everybody knows. Everybody thinks they don't know. People came back and forth from Israel. In the desert, people came to sell merchants. So what do you mean Moshe is sending them to see if he's strong enough? Everybody knows. Everybody, it's not a secret. Everybody knows. He says the Sarah Bat Asher is alive. Yair ben Menashe is alive. Machir ben Menashe is alive. The people in Egypt, they saw Yaakov Avinu, they're alive. They saw Yosef, they're alive. He says, of course they know. They know what the Sarah is all about. But Yaakov Avinu also were giants over there. It is not a happy now in the last few hundred years. Always a giant. And sometimes my body is walking over there. And we know, when Yaakov when there's no walls around the cities, of course there were. So Moshe is very smart. Moshe tells him, listen, you don't want to look for the fortune. Let me tell you what you have to do. You have to go down there and go check the country, check the rules, check the people for this. But I tell you one thing, at the end, what I want you to do is get me some fruit for them. Sir, when Tom and Uziel says, how do you say, Sir, Tom and Uziel, you know what Moshe told them? He said, it's halacha. When you want to buy something and you want to own it, you have to show that you're the new owner. I said, what do you do? He says, if this house, for example, has a tree, a fruit or something, you go pick up some fruit. It means you're the owner. He says, you go to the trail, I tell you, nothing will happen to you. You see the giant asks you, what are you doing here? What are you doing? You look like a rabbi. What are you doing? Which kolel you have? What are you doing here? He says, I have no kolel. I can't take fruit. He says, you can't take fruit? You're Jewish? You're the people that destroy Mitzrayim, this? And he tell you, so Moshe said, that's what's going to happen. Just tell them you came to take fruits. The Gemara says, Moshe told them that. Tell them that you get them. They let you. They got the fruits. They got the fruits. It shows that you so-called own Eretz Israel. Those spies came to Eretz Israel. They see. They see funerals. They see this. They see that. It says, Hashem is doing the test even bigger now because you put yourself in the test. You're not allowed to put yourself in a test. The death test will lead to this and this and this and this. He says, well, we cannot do it. Of course you cannot do it. You're right, you cannot do it. He says, who asked you to go in the first place to Moshe and ask Moshe, you want to send a spy? He says, that's the tragedy. He says, that's the Lashon Hara. The Lashon Hara, he says, it's not Lashon Hara, the actual Lashon Hara. He didn't say any bad things. He says, well, they said bad things. You're allowed to say the bad things. But if you have a Munah, you don't say it. It says Avraham Avinu did not say the right things. Avraham Avinu asked the Kadosh Baruch Hu questions. He did not have asked, and you're on the same wall. It says Avraham Avinu for this question got 400 years. So Hashem with his wisdom, it says, you know what, I'll make it quick. I'll speed up the process. You can walk here since 140 days because the punishment should be 40. 40 and 400 is the same concept. It says the same idea that happened to our grandfather, happened to our fathers. It says they came, they fell in a trap. It says that's the whole idea of the parasha. It says you go to Eretz Israel, you say you have to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100%. This is your land. I shall promise you the land. You go down and check it out. Before you make Aliyah, says, before I go over there, I say, let me check it out. Hashem said it's your land. That's the best. I don't care about anything. By the way, that's what Abraham Avinu, this happened to him when he was 70. When he was 75, HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested him again and said, let's go hard. He said, where am I going? Then tell you where you're going. He says, take up your bag, start walking. He says, all of a sudden he found himself in a society. He says, ah, you see? Now you got it. He says, what do you do? I said, okay, Baruch Hashem, I'm here. Okay. You have any complaints? Nothing. I says, this the test that Abraham Avinu, according to Abraham, was the first test Abraham Avinu had, is in, to correct, so-called, the question that he asked. I said, you should not say one word from your mouth is not necessary. He says, the Rambam, you should know, Miriam was no Lashon Hara. Miriam had the right. He says, the Rambam, there's no Lashon Hara. She said about Moshe, how come Moshe doesn't come back to his house to stay with his wife, always in the Knesset, always with Hashem. So Rambam said, you know what? Here's the point. First of all, she's the older sister. Secondly, she saved him. Thirdly, he's nothing. So Rambam is nothing. So it's not even Lashon Hara. So Rambam, so what happened? Hashem wanted to teach you something. That even something is not Lashon Hara. Don't waste your words and talk, gossip, talk. It's not your business. It's not your business. Leave it alone. It's not your business. It's Moshe Rabbeinu. Leave him alone. It's not your business. I said, you should know the Meraglim should have been in the same situation. He says, you have no business to ask Moshe Rabbeinu, you want to send spies to look for the fortune where they're going hide right now. And when you come back, you know, true. Moshe sent him for the information, but you should have known, by yourself, you're a rabbi. And you're a rabbi, you should say, listen, the same thing that Caleb said. He said, the 10 rabbis should have said, you know what? Forget about information. Forget about information. We have emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I said, listen, after I tell you what I saw, first I want to tell you something. We'll get there. Says the Gemara, if they would not have said what they said, Am Israel would have gone with no ammunition, with no sword, capture Eretz Israel. I says, because you have emunah. I says, this was, the whole thing was said to us, was a lack of emunah, again, not because they so-called don't believe in Hashem, they believe 100%, they just fell in the trap. Session called Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, I appoint the highest rabbi. I says, they're not higher than Abraham Avinu. Abraham Avinu fell in the trap, they fall in the same trap. Of course, Abraham Avinu fell in the trap, not because of Abraham Avinu. And he says also because Abraham Avinu is a great grandson of Noah. And the Gemara said, Noah is Taneh now. Noah has some kind of difficulty sometimes to believe in Hashem. And of course, Noah is a great grandson of Adam Arishon. The Gemara Adam Arishon did not believe 100% in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So emunah that we have is something that we have to fight to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu 100%. Don't ask him anything. Don't Shalom doubt about what he said, and don't talk certain things that you have no business to talk about. And so the Gemara says, the Maravim should have learned from Miriam not to say anything, because actually Miriam also did not speak with Noah. She was punished just because she had no business at all. And says, you have no business to ask, to send spies, to look for the fortune, and when you came back, you should not have said what you just said. You want to give information? Fine. But you should have added before, after, listen, information is meaningless. And says, because we, in 1 minute, we can go in, the same thing. Comes the reason, and this is the following. It's true what Moshe said. Since the Eretz Israel is so powerful, it's called the Zechut of Eretz Israel is very powerful. Since you have a goy over there, that he behaves, he can prevent Am Yisrael from going there. Because this is the land that's called Malchut, the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the palace of Hashem. If you behave 100% over there, you have a tremendous power. Says, Ari, that's what Moshe is so smart. Moshe says, you know what? The world will say the following. He says, you know what? Hashem, you are able to overcome Egypt. Overcome Egypt. You know, because Egypt is not Israel. He says, you have 31 kings in Israel. So the same way that Moshe tells the Meraglim, that tells the rabbis, in case he's a holy man, down there in Eretz Israel, he will prevent you, us, to go to Eretz Israel because one holy man. He says, because this holy man lives in Israel. That's why he's a holy man. He says, he lives in Israel. So Moshe tells HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you know what, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, don't kill them. If you can kill them, Egypt, the Egyptian, and the world will say, no, Hashem, you cannot overcome. It's true, Ari says. What do you mean Hashem cannot? Of course Hashem could. But the Zuchut, the merit of Eretz Israel is so strong that Hashem, like Moshe said, one tariq, one holy man, can prevent Am Yisrael to go to Israel. 31 kings, he says, those are very smart kings. He says, what's so smart about them? The Gemara says, you should know, those 31 kings, each one of them had a palace in Yericho. Says the Mishnah, Yericho was a very special city. Today it's also special, they have gambling.
You still have it?
I don't know. I didn't go. I don't gamble.
There's no Israelis to go there. They can't get there.
So Yericho, the Gemara says, the Mishnah says, in Yericho you will be able to smell the Ketoret from Yerushalayim. In Yericho they heard the Kohen HaGadol in Yom Kippur. In Yericho they used to hear the guy that used to wake up the Kohanim and sing in the Hamikdash. Says the Chachamim, the Rabbah says, you should know Yericho has a tremendous energy like Yerushalayim. It's a miniature of Yerushalayim. It doesn't mean that from Yerushalayim all the way to Yericho, whoever was on the way smelled the Ketoret, whoever was on the way heard the Ketoret. No. It says the Ketoret, the smell of the Ketoret jumped from Yerushalayim to Yericho. It says the voice of the Kohen HaGadol jumped from Yerushalayim to Yericho. The people in the middle did not hear it, did not smell anything. Because Yericho is a miniature Yerushalayim. It says, what does it mean? It says Yericho has inside, I don't know what it is, I don't know where it is today, has a spot in Yericho that the size of that spot is 1,000 feet by 1,000 feet. And this is the same size of the mountain the Beit HaMikdash is on. And that's called Dushna Shel Yericho. It's a very special place. And when Am Yisrael kept Eretz Yisrael, they said, you know, whoever is going to get this spot in Yerushalayim, the mountain, Beit HaMikdash on, he is going to own the same spot in Yerushalayim. That's how powerful Yericho is. That's how powerful. By the way, it says Yericho is sitting right next to Sdom Amora. And Sdom Amora was part of Gan Eden. That's what the Torah describes Sdom Amora. Began Hashem. It says by Gan Eden. It says every king in Eretz Israel had a palace in Yericho. That's how powerful Yericho. Yeshua is very smart. Yeshua, you know, said, you know what, I want to tell you something. Since Moshe Rabbeinu sent the 12 rabbis upon request of Am Yisrael, a demand, they want the same spies. This collector of Emunah. He says, here nobody asking anything. I said, just go inside Yericho, go inside. This is the center of the world at the time. Yerushalayim was not so powerful like Yericho at the time. Yericho was much powerful. I said, go over there, check it out. Check it out. You see, whatever you hear in Yericho, you see, here, go over there to the Matel, you hear what people talk over there, you know where we're up to. It says, what's behind it? It says, behind it is Emunah in Hashem. I'm not going to go around. I'm going to circle to the center, and I'm not going over there to ask because people demand it. I said it upon myself. It says, you go and you check it out. I just want you to see what it means to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here's a wall, Yericho is a wall, all those kings have palaces inside, and we're going to go over there, we're going to blow the shofar, we're going to go around it, the wall will sink, and it's going to be the end of it. I said, this is just to restore back the Emunah, that Yeshua is doing a trick. He wants to restore back the Emunah. I said, don't go over there to look for the fortune, don't look to go over there to see if there's a wall, we don't know there's a wall, don't go over there to see if the people are strong, we know they're strong, they just want to know if HaKadosh Baruch Hu helps us. They go over there, this is fine, and then he tells them, everybody knows Hashem is behind you. They come back to Yeshua, says, they all believe in Hashem, that Hashem is stronger, that Hashem can do the job. So that means Hashem says, okay, here we go, we're going to cross. And he says, this is for the summertime, they have to know that the whole tragedy of the summertime is because of those spies. Because those spies were sent this coming Sunday. This is the last day of Chodesh Sivan, Rosh Chodesh Tammuz is a Monday. And so Sunday they send the spies. It says they send the spies, this was the test that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested Am Yisrael again to see if they had Emunah. This is the summertime, since I need to survive the summer. I mean, the tragedy of the summer is that you have to work to believe everything is from Hashem. It says, that doesn't go the way you want, it doesn't mean anything, because it's a test from HaKadosh Baruch Hu to restore the Emunah that so-called Am Yisrael did not have enough, again, to prove to Hashem that the job in Egypt was done. That's why we'll keep testing us, to see if we have Emunah. That's what the Gemara says, B'zchut HaEmunah Nigalu, B'zchut HaEmunah Yigalu.